So many people have an opinion. You do, I do. And if you ask for other people's, they'll probably give you theirs, of course. And we all have the right to our opinion because it's who we are. It's our life experience. It's what we've lived. And, of course, we believe a certain thing or we have an opinion in a certain direction for a reason. The only interesting thing there is that, of course, everybody else is the same as us. Everybody else has had a life and an experience and they have an opinion. And I wonder why we think that our opinion is right. And I use this as an example as a fitness professional. There are two areas that people seem very opinionated about: how to eat and how to exercise. And I think if you ask a bus driver, somebody who serves coffee at a cafe, a truck driver, an accountant, a lawyer, a fitness professional, a doctor, doesn't matter. Ask anybody, what is your opinion about what I should eat and how I should exercise? And I'm sure that you're going to get an opinion. And you're going to have yours. You'll have some very strong opinions about what is the right and wrong way to eat and what is the right and wrong way to exercise. However, if we're going to be respectful human beings, and I'm not expecting that you are, I just ask myself every day, Roe, are you going to be a respectful, kind human being today? And how are you going to treat the people who have an opinion? There's a great question. And you could invest or waste or spend a lot of time arguing with people about your opinion being right and perhaps theirs being wrong. And regardless of what you believe, it's very rare that everybody will believe the same thing that you do. So even if you are a vegetarian or you have a certain religious persuasion or a certain political persuasion, it's likely that even if you find somebody with the same religion as you or the same political persuasion as you, that there'll still be some opinions about that religion or that way of voting. I wonder if being respectful of other people is simply having the ability to listen to what they've got to say without passing judgment, without getting angry, without trying to change their opinion. And there's the other interesting thing. Even if it's somebody that you really care about and you think it's really important that they change the way they eat or they change the way they exercise or even the way they vote, I wonder if arguing with them or telling them that they are wrong or telling them what your opinion is and they should listen to you is the most effective way of adding value to somebody's life. We see a lot of people arguing, and it's interesting now because people argue online. They type at each other and it's about, no, my opinion's right and yours is wrong and this is why you're wrong. And no, that's, and it seems to me an interesting time investment of, this is my opinion, believe me, versus everybody has the right to their opinion. Could I learn from other people's opinions? Could I learn from the way other people think and believe? I don't have to change my opinion to suit, but could I learn? And that's the big question. As somebody that's really committed to daily learning, ongoing learning, being open to learning, and of course, I, like everybody, have some very strong opinions about how to eat and how to exercise and how to vote and what's going to be best for the world. But my opinion is never going to get better or stronger or wiser, and how am I going to become better or stronger or wiser if I just think that my opinion is either the only one or the best one? How can I learn if I'm not listening to other people? And if I'm listening to other people, I won't be delivering my opinion. If the words coming out of my mouth are my opinion and what I believe, I'm certainly not learning anything. I'm just listening to what I already know. And I share that with you because I listen and watch on a daily basis as people argue with each other about some of those very hot topics. People will argue about being vegan, vegetarian, or they'll argue about carbohydrate making you fat, or what time of the day you should exercise, or what kind of water you should drink, or whether or not you should drink alcohol, or what exercises are best for your abdominals or your core. And it's an argument. And I'm all for a robust discussion about what are the best ways to do things. But if I'm doing the talking, then I'm certainly not doing the learning, and I'm definitely not listening to another person's opinion if I'm doing the talking. So just something that I've learnt on a day-to-day basis and I aim to put into practice every day is, rather than giving my opinion and telling people what I think, I'm open and very excited about other people's opinions and what they believe, and more importantly, why. Why did you come up with that belief or that conviction? And they're the two great questions I always ask. Why do you do that, and how does it work? Why do you vote that way, and how does it work? Why do you believe that, and how does it work? Why do you exercise that way, and how does it work? Why do you eat that way, and how does it work? And I promise that people will tell you. And I don't have to agree with their opinion, as you don't either. But what a great opportunity, and what a great way for me to learn. And I love it. So if you're open to learning, ask those two great questions of everybody that you meet, who will have an opinion, I promise, about everything. Why do you do that, and how does it work? And it makes for much more interesting conversation rather than argument, and it makes for a much happier day rather than trying to convince people that you're right. If you believe that you're right, you certainly don't need to convince other people of that. And if you want to become even righter, if you want to learn more, then obviously it's not about what you already know, it's about what you can learn from other people. It makes for a really exciting day.